time management. I know myself from when I'm volunteering for the youth club, time management is everything. Because for a start, if we aren't on time, it puts everything back in terms of getting everything sorted and opened up for the young ones to come in and use the equipment provided by us volunteers. Time management is important also because people will complain if the place is either not opened in time or if it is closed too late. Not being in time and doing things not doing things correctly in the right time slows everything down and also never ends as well in terms of everything messing up. When volunteering, we're always told to try and be on time so that things go to plan. Skills and time management are necessary in any type of employment, not just volunteering. Punctuality is also an essential requirement in any uniform public service. When volunteering, it could help you to develop your time management skills because it gives you the chance to improve in skills like this and develop them overall. Being on time is essential because if you aren't, it messes everything up, as already mentioned. I have never been late for my volunteering, so therefore I can't exactly say what way it goes in terms of panic for when we are behind in time. Hopefully it stays like this and that we are always in time because being on time and doing things when we say we are doing them gives us a better name and therefore the organisation will expand even more than it already is. Problem solving skills. Being a volunteer within the youth club, you take on many responsibilities, and one of them is ensuring that everyone is safe and okay in general. If a problem arises, for example an argument between the teenagers, we aren't to face it ourselves. We have to alert the individual who is fully in charge of the youth club itself in case it escalates into something more serious. In general, it is easy to develop our problem solving skills from voluntary work. For me, this is one of my strong points because I've developed it over the years and through voluntary work too. An example of this would be, for example, if you choose to organise a charity event, you will most likely come across all sorts of problems that need to be overcome. For example, you need to find ways to get prizes for a raffle or a tombola, or you may need to think of ways to get a sponsorship for an event or that event. You may find yourself having to think outside of the box to solve some of your problems that have come up. This is why from volunteering you can improve your problem solving skills, because there is a lot to do in terms of organising things, and when organising certain things, problems do come up, and this is where you need to act on it and not make it a problem. It's very important not to freak out if a problem arises, otherwise you will never have what you wanted in the first place. For example, a charity event to happen, if something goes wrong and it isn't sorted, the event will never happen. Always think positive and stay focused and you will do well and sort out the problem that's in the way. Administration skills. In our youth club, we are always promoting the youth club and looking volunteers because we all know and fully understand the more people we have, the better something will be. And also with that, we will get more young ones joining the youth club too, which means more young ones will be off the street on a Saturday night, so it works both ways. During volunteering, we would always advertise the youth club, even myself would too, via Facebook, to try and get people down to the leisure centre on a Saturday night to have a good laugh. I have thousands of friends on Facebook, so therefore everyone will see it and could consider going down to see what it is like, which is a positive outcome too. However, on the other hand, administration skills are good to get started off on trying to build something. For example, getting a sponsorship off someone to do something within the organisation. For example, to try and organise a bus down somewhere to visit something. I remember years ago, the organisation organised a bus down to the Cool FM studio in Belfast when it was related to Rhythm. This would have needed administration skills in terms of getting a sponsorship and posters. It all went to plan, and when I went to the studio myself. It was a good day out and it was all organised for the volunteering. In general, many voluntary activities will require administration work of some kind. You might even have to send out letters to local businesses to ask for sponsorships so that you're able to get something, or produce a poster, leaflets or tickets. You may need to keep records, use a database or produce a spreadsheet. All of these tasks would help you to develop your administration skills, which could come in very useful in later employment. Also with that, it will reflect well on the voluntary work that you're doing at the moment, because it will show a positive result of something that you are trying to achieve. Here's my positive result on the left. Hang on. It will show a positive result of something that you are trying to achieve. Here's my positive result on the left-hand side of the work that I've done. There is a picture of me standing outside the Cool FM studio in Belfast. specific skills. When doing any type of work, whether it be voluntary work or paid work, you do in fact need skills, so that you generally do have a basic knowledge of doing something. In this case, regarding voluntary work, I know that when doing my voluntary work, it requires certain skills, for example, communication skills, teamwork skills, etc. If you have these skills in the volunteering will be easy for you and you won't be as stressed out when doing the work. However, furthermore to that, certain types of voluntary work may demand particular skills in general from you. An example would be any of the following skills could be required for different kinds of voluntary work or activity: driving, cooking, computer skills, sign language, physical fitness, first aid, etc. These types of activities require different skills, but if you don't have them before doing it, you can simply work on them so that you have a fair idea/knowledge You can simply work on them so that you have a fair idea/knowledge of what to expect or react in a situation when you are volunteering. In my opinion, it is good to have some skills because it will make things easier for yourself when you go to do any work such as paid and voluntary work. I know this from experience because I know that I have most of the skills that are mentioned above, and from having these specific skills, they help me a lot through my voluntary work and also as well as that in my paid work too. For example, communication. I am currently a care assistant, and communication is key when talking to clients. All of this helps you in a way to achieve things correctly. So in my opinion, if you have skills and you're about to do anything work-wise, voluntary and paid work, they will come in handy and help you out a lot in both voluntary and paid work.